Foley, Alabama. Two main food groups, Krispy Kreme and Chick-fil-A, are side by side. And so on my first Saturday at the beach, I have a tradition of going and picking up stuff for a wonderful breakfast for my family. And I pulled in behind the long line of cars to the Chick-fil-A, and there was a car from Missouri with a bumper sticker: relationship, not religion. And I was surprised. Angela can attest, I sent her the title to this homily weeks before, so I didn't garner it from the bumper sticker. However, I found it amazing that it had articulated the theme of this great sermon that Paul had preached in Athens when he was on vacation. He had been flogged in Philippi, had been spirited out of Berea, and his friends said to him, "You are too hot to handle. You need to go someplace where you're not known." And so they shipped him to Athens. And he was just meant to be a sightseer, but as he's wandering through the city, passing the shrines and the temples to a multitude of gods and goddesses, his religious sensibilities are engaged. And he can't help himself. He goes into the agora, goes into the marketplace, and there begins to converse with the philosophers about the very nature of God. And they find his discussion interesting enough that they take him to the city fathers, who offer him an audience at the Rock of Ares. And the Areopagus Council convenes to hear Paul speak about the nature of the divine. What a marvelous sermon he preached that day. He said to them, "Look, I can tell you are very religious, very spiritual. This multitude of shrines and temples attest to the fact that you have a searching spirit. You're seeking communion with the divine. You want to touch the transcendent. But you're going about it all wrong." Your fundamental assumption about God is erroneous. You think God is indifferent to humanity. You think God is remote. You think of God as distant. Some of you even think of God as inimical to human beings. So you go through all kinds of rites and rituals. You build a multitude of shrines and temples, doing all kinds of religious exercises to try to win God's favor or appease God's wrath. But your fundamental assumption about God is wrong. And all of your religious exertions don't bring you any peace. They're just a source of anxiety. Have you done enough to win God's favor? Have you done enough to appease God's wrath? You're going about relating to the divine all wrong. Religion will not do it. The only way to reach the divine, said Paul, is through relationship. You have to understand God is not indifferent. God is not distant. God is not remote. God is, in fact, for us. God is, in fact, near. The unknown God to whom you've built your temple is the God who is actually Lord of all things. He has given us life and breath and everything. In fact, in Him we live, we move, we have our being. In this critical sermon to these philosophers, Paul does not mention Christ. Rather, he quotes their own pagan poets. Epimenides, "In God we live, we move, we have our being. Aratus, the Greek poet, we are indeed God's offspring. God is not remote. God is not distant. God is not indifferent. God is not hostile. God is for us. For us. And God can be loved, and God can be trusted, and God can be communed with through the relationship of faith. Through faith, God is accessible, not through religion, but through relationship of trust. And no rite and no ritual can bring you that communion. Now, you might find it odd that on a day when we celebrate communion, I'm somewhat demeaning rites and rituals, but Paul would say that the communion experience that we share, our eating of this bread, our taking of this cup, is of a very different quality than what they observed in Athens. Our supper is a supper that speaks to the very heart of the divine. The bread that's broken, the wine that's poured out, symbolize a God who gave us God's best, His own beloved, as a way of saying to us, I am for you. You are not distant from me. You are my offspring. You are my sons and my daughters. I am your parent, your mother, and your father who gives you life and breath and everything. When you eat this bread, when you drink this cup, you reaffirm something fundamental about the universe. The God who fashioned all that is, the God who gives you life and breath and everything, is not far from you. In Him you live and move and have your being, and you can claim your status as God's child. We are God's offspring. The difference between religion and relationship is this. Religion is an attempt by humanity to manipulate God to meet human desires. Relationship is an experience of God that allows humanity to be transformed in accordance with God's desire that we might fully know and embody God's will. One way can only lead to estrangement, but the other leads to intimacy of communion with the divine, our heavenly parent, and the one who provides us with the very life and breath by which we live. For I received from the Lord what I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread, and when He had broken it, He said to His disciples, this is my body which is broken for you. As often as you eat it in remembrance of me. The same way also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes. I invite you this morning to partake of the supper of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not Dr. Krimmer's supper. It's not even the supper of Vineville Baptist Church. It's the supper of our Lord Jesus. It's His body and His blood symbolized at this table. And anyone who would claim Christ as Savior and Lord, you are invited to partake as a full family member in the family of Christ.